Get ready as I take you behind the scenes over the past 5 years of this podcast evolution, little tidbits that no one knows, and more. So stay tuned. You did it. You have found your judgment-free zone, the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a bilingual podcast for women who want to become reinas of their money and love their dinero more. I am your host, Jen Hemphill, a former extreme frugalist turned reina of your money advocate. Each week, I'm going to help you rein your money like that queen that you are with inspiring interviews and panel discussions from La Comunidad Latina and with solo episodes sharing simple, actionable tips and strategies. Thanks for spending some time with me today. And now let's jump into today's dose of money confidence. Hola, hola. I am so thrilled that you are here. This is Jen Hemphill, and this is not your ordinary episode. Typically, every episode, we either are talking money on a solo episode, or we are interviewing a guest, or we're talking to a panel of guests. But today, in celebration this month of 5 years of this podcast, or this how this podcast has evolved over the 5 years, I asked you what you wanted in terms of celebrating this podcast and what kind of episodes you wanted for this month. And hands down, a lot of you wanted behind the scenes. So ask and you shall receive. So today, that's what I'm going to focus on. I'm going to focus on sharing with you some personal and some podcast related behind the scenes. So let's go back. This podcast started in 2015. And on May 29th, to be exact, that's when I ordered my first ATR 2100. That's the microphone that I started recording with, but I'm not recording with currently. It was nothing fancy where I recorded. It was my computer, my mic, and this free tool called Audacity, which I used for solo episodes for a while. And I used Skype for interviews. There was no soundproofing, nothing. I didn't know anything about anything. I just knew I needed a mic. I needed my computer. I needed something to record on. And off to the races I go. I was told my sound quality was great. So I literally just continued to do what I was doing. That was it. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And that's what I continued. So little do you know, and maybe I probably share this when we celebrated the first 100. That first episode, if you go back to, you would search HMM for Her Money Matters 001. I recorded that episode from the beginning more than 10 times from being so nervous. But what I could have done instead was recorded, just pause what I was doing and let the editor work his magic. But I didn't because I didn't know any better. I don't know why. It was a total amateur move. So I recorded. If you listened to that episode, who knows? It was more than 10 times. And if you think about it, that's a lot of time when you're recording 20 minutes. So 20 minutes times 10, 15, that's a good chunk of time that I took just for one episode. And that was just the recording of it. During that time, you probably don't know. Remember, I'm a military spouse. My husband was gone. He was deployed, if you will, for a whole year in a remote. And he came back that July. So prior to the podcast, when I was thinking about it and working towards it, he was gone. And he came back right after I launched this podcast. Then later on this year, I kept plugging away. I just kept doing what I was doing. I didn't know anything about the sound and people said it sounded good. And I tried to hone my interviews and make sure that I ask good questions. And I'll let you be the judge if you go back that far. And at the end of the year, something personal happened towards, I think it was December, where my mother-in-law, who I'm very close with, her cancer came back. And it's under control, but she's on medication for the rest of her life. So that was a tough time for us, being that she is this really personality, strong, driven, and she is just a fighter. So she had cancer years ago. She beat it. It came back. And now she's on medication, which is not fun for her. But fortunately, she's good. So that was 2015, because I didn't start this podcast till the middle of the year. So let's go to 2016. So 2016, kept plugging away, still in the same position in terms of I was just sitting at a desk recording on my microphone and everything was good. If we fast forward to September of 2016, that's when I got an email from a book publisher. I literally had to open that email like 2-3 times because I was like, what is this? And this book publisher saw my nomination for being a finalist for the Plutus Awards, which you'll hear me reference again. And if you've been a listener of this podcast for a while, you will have heard me reference Plutus Awards and FinCon. So Plutus Awards, real quick, is just an awards platform for people, whether bloggers, YouTubers, podcasters, financial planners, anyone who is doing anything in the financial space that is creating content can be nominated and can win a Plutus Award. Mind you, I haven't won one yet, but I've been a finalist a couple times. So he saw me being a finalist as a finalist on this list for best personal finance blog for a financial planner or something like that was the title. And he contacted me to see if I was interested in writing the book. And that started the journey of writing this book that I have called Her Money Matters. And at first, honestly, and those of you that have been here for a while know that I was taken aback, right? I was honored, but taken aback just because I do this podcast for a reason. So I don't have to do a lot of writing. And just, it was really a great honor. And I'm so grateful for him in that email. And even though if he's listening or not, I did not finish working with him, but I share this because I am in deep gratitude to him, for him, because it was him in that email that pushed me to doing something I never thought I was capable of doing, to really push forward on this, really being vulnerable to writing all these words that created a book. So I'm really eternally grateful for him in that email. Because it was because of you, because of this podcast that got the attention from this publisher. So that's why I'm sharing this in this celebration of this podcast. At the end of 2016, we moved to a different house. And I share this with you because it is key as to what changed and how I podcasted. Now, mind you, where I podcast in the previous house, the office was carpeted. And in this new office, where I claim the office is typically a bedroom, but created an office, it's literally all wood flooring. And they were both about the same size. I'd say this, where I'm at right now, is probably a bit smaller, but about the same size, just the difference was wood flooring. I knew up to that point, with my small time in podcasting, I knew the wood flooring would change the sound. So in my thinking, and thinking I was smart, I brought in some carpet and thought that would do the trick. That would solve all the problems. Naively, I recorded like before, and thankfully I sent the sample to my editor, who asked me, what did I do? What did I change? What happened? Because I needed to change that quality and quick, because the wood floors, even though I have a carpet, that wasn't enough. There was an echo and the quality wasn't really what it needed to be. So I had to get creative because this podcast publishes every single week. So I had to get creative and really come up with a solution. So what I did was I took a shoebox with this and I took an old t-shirt. You know, those t-shirts that they give you in those 5K runs that I personally don't run. But it was light green, I'll never forget. And I put that green t-shirt in that shoebox. And when I recorded, my microphone was in that shoebox. So I would literally hunch over. I want you to imagine this because I did this for a while. Would hunch over, record the episode with the shoebox that housed my microphone. This shoebox plus this light green t-shirt. I did that. I kid you not, about another year. And I don't know why I didn't think to change it or buy something, what I bought later, but I think you get so busy and then the next week comes up and you need to have the episode. Since this is a weekly podcast, I didn't even have time to think. I should have, because it's just easy to order, but I didn't. So that's how I was podcasting. I want you to imagine that. A shoebox and a green t-shirt inside the shoebox. And then I'm putting my microphone in there. That's what I did for about a year. So that's 2016. Let's go to 2017. January, that's when I really began writing the book, full force. I had a deadline with this publisher. I started really writing a little bit before. I think it was in Thanksgiving when we were with some relatives, but I was just kind of putting some thoughts down, how the structure of the book was going to be, the different chapters. But really, when I really started writing was in January. And that January, actually, my husband was also sent on another longer remote. So here I was again with just the boys and I and just taking care of business. Then in the summer, when I had another personal happening that was very tough, I lost mi primo, who took his own life. It shook our family to the core. Now, I won't get into the details for respect for his parents, but I learned how much heartache and drama it can bring. So that was a tough summer, just knowing someone that really struggled internally, and so much so to take his own life. Also during that summer, that's when it started. I got the itch to do a podcast in Espanol. But the thought of having that second podcast, I thought was absolutely crazy. And I set that aside quickly. I just couldn't handle, just couldn't even imagine doing two. Now, I also became a Plutus finalist again for the second year in a row for the financial planner category, which I still didn't understand why I was not. I'm just not a financial planner, but nonetheless, definitely very grateful, because it means a lot for your peers to recognize you in the way. I didn't win, but I was recognized, which it means a lot. It definitely means a lot. Now, at the end of 2017, that's when I got my act together and purchased what's called the microphone isolation shield. I had to look it up what it was called, because it's this foam thing. Remember I told you that I had been up to that point podcasting out of a shoebox and a t-shirt, not wearing the t-shirt. I'm going to have to remind you the t-shirt was in the shoebox, just to act as another form of isolation. But there are these things that are called microphone isolation shields. So I ordered it and I'm like, I could have done that a long time ago. Didn't cost a ton of money. I placed that order in. It came in from Amazon and I was off to the races when I could retire that t-shirt and shoebox combination, thankfully. So that was 2017. Now, 2018 in February, that was when my book was published. My husband was back. He came back from that long year remote, which was always nice having him back. And that summer, I got that itch again to serve my Latino community with podcasting. And I decided to do something instead of overthinking it, because I tend to overthink. I decided to just take action and just figure out the details later. So in September of 2018, I launched the Spanish podcast version of Her Money Matters, which I called Su Dinero Importa. During this time, mind you, the Su Dinero Importa was also a weekly podcast. I was still doing Her Money Matters, also a weekly podcast. So I want you to envision me doing a weekly show for both podcasts. So it was two episodes every week. This lasted until the end of that year. I was literally pulling my hair out, because literally that's all I was doing, almost. And also I had to generate, you know, revenue on top of that, right? So that was a busy time, but it was something that was really important. And once I'm committed to doing something, there's no turning back. I had to continue, because that was a commitment that I made to myself. But again, that lasted until 2018. And that year as well, earlier that year, I became again a Plutus finalist for Podcast of the Year for Her Money Matters, which was really exciting, because in that year, most of those nominations for finalists were women. So it was really exciting to see. Didn't win again, but I love and appreciate the recognition. It definitely means a lot. And later on, I didn't even mention, because the end of 2018 was basically when I was doing the two podcasts. But earlier in this year, something also personal happened that was tough for my family. Early in 2018, in April, on my father's birthday, he was diagnosed with cancer. I'm fortunate that he is doing well, but it was a tough time, especially for being my daddy's little girl. It was a tough time, but fortunately, obviously, I'm tearing up. So, I share this with you so you can get an insight. The things that I don't necessarily share on the podcast, just because they may be extremely personal to me at that certain time, and I probably wouldn't get through it without shedding any tears, even though I'm still shedding tears right now. But I want to share that with you just as an inside scoop of what's going on in my personal life. Aside that I do this podcast and I have the time of my life doing this podcast and talking to you and serving you, there's some personal things that are still happening. And fortunately, thank God, he's doing well. That was 2019, we're getting closer to today. In 2019, I decided to make some changes because remember, up to that point, I was doing two episodes a week for two different podcasts. So I decided to make a change. And instead of Su Dinero Importa, I called it Her Dinero Matters. Actually, it wasn't right away. I don't think it was in January, but I think it was in March. And then what I decided to do, because Her Money Matters, creating that has meant so much for me. That's what got my start in podcasting. I couldn't let it go. It was hard, especially with my lawyer listeners and feeling like I was letting them down. So how I problem solved that was I decided to do bi-monthly for Her Money Matters. So twice a month and then continue with Her Dinero Matters every single week. So essentially I was doing, instead of 8 episodes every single month, I was doing 6. So a little better, but it was still hard. And I had to make a decision because come June, I was like, this is still a lot. What am I going to do? But I was still conflicted. I want to serve my Latino community. But at the same time, what do I do with Her Money Matters? Something that has served me, something that has allowed me to grow, something that has meant so much to me. I didn't want to let Her Money Matters listeners down, but I may have to make the tough call. And that's when I decided one had to give. So I decided to merge the podcast. And Her Money Matters became Her Dinero Matters. And I'm so glad I did this. Yes, I'm sad for the listeners that are no longer listening, but making that decision has opened up so many possibilities for me. It has allowed me to really focus on the community that I really want to serve. And I've been mentioned in Oprah Magazine as one of the Spanish Latino podcasts to listen to. Brand work began to come to my plate, which is something that I had been wanting to do. And I don't know how much you know about brand work, but with brand work, these brands are looking for people that have huge, huge followings. So if you look at my social media followings, it's not huge, huge followings. So it meant a lot. I think it had to do with my focus on the Latino community, where those high numbers and social media followings, yes, they were important, but it was more about the community that they wanted to reach. So that was awesome. Also in 2019, I can't fail to mention that my oldest, my teen, my firstborn got his license and our auto insurance, holy moly, it went up drastically. I was preparing myself for months and months and months, and I was postponing. He wanted to get his license before he did, but I was like, no, I am not ready. I had even called the insurance company to see how much more are we going to pay. It was significantly more, like several hundred dollars a month more. So if you have an upcoming teen that's about to get his license or her license, be ready. It's a good chunk of money every single month. So that was 2019. Now, 2020, I decided to, this is the year that I needed to really stretch myself out of the comfort zone. So earlier in 2020, I announced my first live event for the podcast in DC that was supposed to happen in September 2020. Of course, we know, especially at the time of this recording, the pandemic happened and the events things of that sort are just not happening. So I have postponed the event at this moment to April of 2021. So if you are on that wait list, you will definitely get this information. But yes, so that was, I decided to get out of my comfort zone and go, you know, do something real scary and then actually pay the deposit, secured an event planner, did all the things. I mean, I have emails, everything ready to go, and the pandemic happened. But it is what it is. So again, I've postponed it till April 11th, 2021. In this year, 2020, I was nominated for the Latin Podcast Awards, which is exciting, especially being a Latina podcaster. My youngest, I have to say, my baby boy, even though I call them both baby boys, even though they're just huge, he turned 13. And that's a moment for me as a mom to just, it was a moment where I thought, oh my goodness, I don't have little kids anymore. I'm a mother of solely teens. And as a mom, that was just an emotional moment for me just to know no little ones anymore. They're teens. Another thing that I wanted to do in 2020 was really give back, especially to the Latino community. Even though I'm not opposed to giving back in other places, but I felt I'm about giving back and helping where I don't see as much help being provided. This is why I also shifted the focus of this podcast to Latinas, because I did not see this on podcasting. No one was focusing on Latinas. And since then, other podcasts have emerged, which I absolutely love. So as far as giving back, I've been really wanting to do something for the Latino community. I began volunteering with the Hispanic Star. If you don't know about the Hispanic Star, I'll have a link in the show notes. But with the Hispanic Star, they are focused on really helping the Hispanic community, especially during this pandemic. And I stepped up. I've become the DC hub leader. And in DC, what we're doing is we're raising funds, $15,000 during the month of action, which we are currently in. And we're raising funds, which those funds will go to supporting Latina-owned small businesses with their rent money. Now, here in DC, if you own a brick and mortar, you are paying anywhere between $3,000 to $8,000 a month. So average about $5,000. So we're going to be helping three Latina small business owners with 1 month of rent for the brick and mortar. We're also, on top of that, we're also going to be providing business strategy and, of course, financial education, right? I can't leave that out. So that was really something important to me. The other thing that's really important to me, especially in light of everything that's happening at this time of this recording, with a lack of humanity, with so much hatred, for me, I'm vowing to fight for humanity. Now, you have never heard me talk about politics, and you probably won't, just because talking politics with people with different opinions, it doesn't get anywhere. But some of you may consider fighting for humanity politics, but for me, it's about humanity. It's about really trying to shift from being so unjust to being more just, for equality. And even though I'm speaking from the heart right now, I'm vowing to help with that in some way, shape, or form. In my mind, it's finding organizations that support and are doing good work. And I want, because money speaks, money talks, and money speaks for those that maybe have done wrong things and has avoided them jail time. We need to use the money to help for humanity. So for me personally, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking for organizations to donate money to help for those causes. And yes, that's just coming from the heart. It's nothing that I plan on talking about, but it's what's happening right now at the moment of this recording. So I hope that you enjoyed this look back of this past 5 years. I can't believe it's been 5 years. I can't believe to all the people, to all my guests, to all of you listening. This podcast has been listened over, I think, almost nearing 900,000 times. We're not at a million listens yet. I would love to be there, but actually, it would be nice. But the most important thing for me is helping you to make a difference in your financial life. So to you, my listener, thank you so much. This has meant the world to me. You standing by me. For you that have been listening since the beginning, oh my goodness. And maybe you're not Latina and you're still listening. Oh my gosh, I love you. You are just amazing. For those of you that have just started listening, I welcome you. I'm thrilled to have you here. For those of you that have been here for a while, I applaud you. I am so appreciative of you. My point here is that this podcast wouldn't exist without you. I guess it could, but it'd be literally me talking to my mic and no one listening. And that's no fun because this is a lot of work to put together for no one to listen to. So it really means a ton that you listen to this podcast, that you support this podcast, and get ready for more celebration. We are celebrating all month. So I hope that check out the show notes. It's not really show notes. It's really a page, a blog post that has all the stuff, how we're celebrating. And get registered for our trivia night, which is happening Sunday, June 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can do that at jenhemphill.com/trivia. And you can find all the happenings over at jenhemphill.com/celebration. So make sure that you bookmark those two links, jenhemphill.com/trivia. That's where you register for trivia night. And there's going to be prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you listen to this, hopefully you took, not necessarily, you don't have to write notes, but if you truly listen to this, some of the trivia is based on what I shared with you today. So I'm not going to make it super hard. It's going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope you join us. Again, that's jenhemphill.com/trivia. And that is Sunday, June 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also make sure you stay tuned to all the happenings. Again, we are having from Instagram Lives to obviously these weekly episodes to we also are having, as I mentioned, the trivia. We are also having Instagram takeover. So you'll hear and see and meet some of the amigos and amigas for the Her Dinero Matters podcast. So stay tuned for that. So I hope that you really enjoyed this episode. It's a different from our normal episodes, but I hope you enjoyed the behind the scenes look. I've inserted some personal things and make sure to stay tuned for next week. We are going to continue to celebrate. I'm not going to share with you what exactly we're doing next week because honestly, I haven't decided on the order. Real talk, that's what's happening. But just make sure to stay tuned for next week as well because the remainder of the month, you're either going to hear about your wins. I'm compiling those up. You're going to get to meet mi familia. You've met my husband early on, but you haven't met my kids. So I'm excited to share that with you. But I'm not sure if that's going to be next week or the following week. So just make sure to stay tuned. So thank you so much. No sabes cuánto te aprecio. I appreciate you. This podcast would not be here without you. So let's keep on celebrating. Go get on Instagram. Share that you listened to this episode. The Instagram tag handle is @HerDineroMatters. So nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. I will talk to you next Thursday. Ciao.